Two UN-backed scientists have renewed calls for the Great Barrier Reef to be placed on a list of World Heritage Sites marked in danger. The report follows a visit to the reef earlier this year and has 22 recommendations on what could be done to protect the reef. Let's talk to Australian Marine Conservation Society senior Great Barrier Reef campaigner Cherry Muddle now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, kia ora.
What is the significance of this report? There have been calls over the years and warnings about the danger that it has placed. And what would it mean to have this marked in danger on a World Heritage List?
Well, firstly, this report sets out a clear roadmap for the Australian and Queensland government to take decisive and urgent action now for our global wonder, our Great Barrier Reef. And then if the reef were to be placed on the in danger list, it really signals a global cry of what is needed, urgent action to protect the Great Barrier Reef. But that decision will be decided at the next World Heritage Committee meeting by the committee members themselves.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second and the Australian government reaction, if any. But what are the major threats to the reef and what are the main mitigation strategies?
Well, the greatest threat to the reef is climate change. There's also local threats to the reef, so water quality, water pollution from agricultural runoff and erosion, and there's also unsustainable fishing practices in the reef, like gillnet fishing, which is killing threatened species of dugong and turtle.
And what is the health of Great Barrier Reef now? I mean, these are future threats to some degree, are they? Or
No, they're very real, very current threats. For instance, climate change, we're actually on bleach watch, so we could experience more bleaching this summer, which would be devastating because we've seen 4 mass coral bleaching events.
What does that mean?
So when the ocean heats up, when we experience marine heat waves, which are fueled by climate change, the corals get stressed. They're very sensitive to changes in temperature. So when the waters heat up and when we have marine heat waves in the coral sea at the Great Barrier Reef, the corals get stressed and they start to turn white, which is called coral bleaching. If the water stays too hot for too long, the corals can actually starve and die. They can recover from mass coral bleaching events, but they need time. And generally, it's about 10 years to make a pretty good recovery. But what we've seen is back-to-back mass coral bleaching events driven by climate change. So we've seen 4 since 2016. We're now on bleach watch.
And that presumably affects the rest of the marine ecosystem, does it?
Absolutely. Like, the Great Barrier Reef is like an underwater rainforest. It's the blue lungs of the planet. The reef supports 9,000 species of marine life. When the coral dies, the coral is also a habitat for so many unique, incredible and threatened marine species. So, yeah, it's pretty devastating. But, again, when the reef bleaches, it isn't just like blanket bleaching. It's very patchy because the reef is immense. It's 2,300 kilometres long. So you will often see, if you were to fly a drone or a helicopter over, you would often see patches of bleaching, like a checkerboard.
Wow. Hey, just 35-odd seconds left of our program this morning, but what could, should, will the Australian government do, just quickly?
So the Australian government needs to rapidly increase its emissions reduction target. The current target, 43%, is nowhere near enough to save the reef. We need 75% emissions reduction target. We need to work with farmers to reduce erosion and chemicals flowing into the reef. And we need to rule out gill nets, which are catching and killing threatened turtles and dugongs.
Thanks for your time this morning. It's Cherry Muddle there from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, senior Great Barrier Reef campaigner.